Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
The kids will be happy to know. Carson and Schmidl will be happy to know because I was telling them about my kitchen. Yeah. I got it all cleaned up.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, what was wrong with the kitchen?
I just left some green bean casserole out for like 4 days.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Threw some mold on it.
Yeah, mold. It's fine. Speaking of which, you guys are making me sick.
Yeah. Carson, right now we're at a point of where I had to think about this yesterday, Carson, because you're so far ahead of me on the day. So let me explain real quick here. Carson and I are doing a leftover challenge. Okay. That means the Thanksgiving food that he had and I had at separate houses. We kept the leftovers and we're going to see how many days we can go that we can eat the leftovers without getting really ill. Okay?
This is such a dumb game. Yeah. This is the dumbest game ever. We're going to see how long we can eat leftovers until we die.
If you and I had thought of this, Carson, you know, just ignore her. She's not feeling well. Probably one of those lightning strikes down her back already.
No, but you just
you know
said
what I'm saying?
What did you say the contest was? Say it again.
Carson and I are taking the leftovers from Thanksgiving, and we're seeing how far we can extend those leftovers, how many days later that we can continue to eat till one of us gets sick.
Yep. Whoever gets sick first loses.
Yeah, the person that gets ill first. And we'll know because he won't be able to show up for work.
I'm sorry. I changed the word to die. I apologize. What I meant was sick first.
Right. We're going to get sick, and then the first person that misses work because of food poisoning, they lose.
Yep.
Okay? They lose the bet. Okay?
Only that's real men can do this challenge.
You know, and here's the thing, Carson. I was thinking of this yesterday. If you and I had thought of this the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we would have been viral. BJ Carson Thanksgiving leftover challenge. That's a long title, but you know what I'm saying?
We can shorten it up a little bit.
You and I, we got to remember this for next year.
Oh, yeah.
So that we can start a big
game.
Viral trend. Or maybe.
We cook like for 50 people, but there's only three of us.
Yeah.
And then we just see how long. We could probably go till January 1st.
That's a great idea. You cook for like a troop.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just it's just me and you.
So what do you mean that he's way ahead of you?
He's way ahead because he had Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving is when he cooked his food. So he started eating there. So his first leftover day was on Friday. I went to somebody else's house, so I didn't have leftovers. So on Saturday, because I love to cook, I decided to go buy a cheap turkey because they were on sale.
I bet they were.
After Thanksgiving. I got a 12-14-pound turkey. 12 to 14.
Okay.
They put the little hyphen on there. It's 12 to 14 pounds.
Yeah. Okay. They don't know how. Yeah, they can like.
I don't know.
They can shave my turkey and weigh it. And
I find that weird too, Jamie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bagging up the turkey community here. I'm simply saying that on the packaging it says 12 to 14 pounds. Okay. And I think they could narrow that down. I'm with you, okay? But, so I bought the turkey, and I got it for $3.28.
Wow. Shut up.
Yeah, it was on sale.
Man.
Yeah.
That was a good deal.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like 9 cents a pound.
That's not even on sale. They're just giving it to you.
Was it in the very back of King Super on like a shelf?
The clearance shelf?
You had to look for it.
Was it with the orange tag?
No. You had to look for it. Okay. It was in with the manager specials.
Okay.
It was. Yeah. And it was already thawed. That's why I bought it, because I wanted to make sure. It takes 2 or 3 days to thaw out a turkey, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I bought this turkey, cooked the turkey, and I did mine on Saturday. So my first leftover day would be Sunday. So he's got a 2-day head start on the leftover. So he's already 2 days ahead of me.
So what do we do now?
Well, I'm just going to have to keep going until when he finishes his leftovers, which should be in the next. How long? What do you think you have left?
I've got a lot of ham left, and I've been eating ham for lunch. But my wife and I were having another Thanksgiving dinner for leftovers tonight.
I think the ham is safer than the turkey.
Yeah,
because it's
too
cured and it has so much crap in it and all that salt. I think the ham, you'll be fine.
I don't have
that's
a
like,
ham.
That's like bacon, right?
Again, he's got another advantage on it because he's got a ham.
But you started on Saturday, so technically you have more of an advantage for me because your leftovers go, they're better longer.
Huh? I am so confused.
What the hell are you talking about?
My leftovers
went
bad.
How are they better longer?
My leftovers technically went bad on Sunday.
Well, according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control, they say 3 to 4 days leftovers, throw them out.
And that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Sunday was his last day.
So Sunday was your last. Oh, we're not paying attention to that, though. And remember, it's still death do us part, pal. You know? Okay. One of us has to die first.
So I get what you're saying, Carl. So Sunday he was technically done. Today he should be getting food poisoning.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. So you may not be here tomorrow.
Right.
But that wouldn't make me a winner because you went longer. So I still have to continue for a couple of days.
Okay.
So
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right,
so
well,
there's no
advantage. This is a super fun game.
Just keep the tally. I'll let you know when my stomach's feeling a little iffy.
Can we not do that?
We'll take a break.
You guys should have had my green bean casserole in the sink. That was yummy.
Should have brought it in.
Yeah, that's so good.
Carson, I could have split it and take it for our leftover challenge.
It's furry.
I'm sure it is.
Gross.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.